We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 23rd goes to Daniela Lise. She's 26 years old, and she's a Canadian woman who in 2019 was convicted of impaired driving that led to a massive explosion in London. Y'all might have forgot or never heard of Daniela, but she pled guilty to four counts of impaired driving, and she was sentenced to 3 years in prison in 2021. Can I refresh your memory? Let's go to CTV News for the report, please.
22-year-old Daniela Lise faces a dozen charges connected to the blast that rocked the Old East Village mid-August. Lise faces charges including impaired operation over 80 milligrams causing bodily harm and four counts of criminal negligence causing bodily harm. On August 14th, emergency crews responded to the Woodman Avenue address for a collision. Once on scene, responders noticed the smell of gas, and within minutes, the house exploded. Police believe the vehicle hit a gas line when it collided with the home. Now, roughly 100 homes had to be evacuated, and seven people were injured, including multiple first responders.
Jesus Christ. Well, you know, we live in a world where nobody holds themselves accountable for nothing. Okay, nothing is never the fault of the person, all right? Blame always has to go to someone else. So Daniela is blaming someone else for this. She's actually filing a lawsuit against Ovations Ontario Food Services, alleging that the company shares some of the liability for civil lawsuits filed by the victims of the blast because they served her alcohol. Yeah, she's blaming it on the alcohol. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to CTV News for the report, please.
The Kitchener woman behind the wheel in an impaired driving crash that destroyed and damaged several homes in London is suing the company that served her at Budweiser Gardens that night. Daniela Lees is facing a number of civil lawsuits in relation to the August 2019 crash and says Ovations Ontario Food Services should share liability. Now, CTV's Krista Simpson is joining us now with more on this story. Krista, before the crash, Lees was at a concert.
Ricardo, the statement of claim says, among other things, the company served her alcohol, didn't monitor how much she was drinking, let her drink more than she should have, and ejected her from the venue without making sure she was not going to drive impaired. In October 2020, Lees pleaded guilty to four counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm, ultimately being sentenced to 3 years in prison. Lee's lawsuit against Ovations Ontario Food Services says the crash would not have happened if the company had not been negligent.
You know, I came up in an era when drinking and driving was a choice. Okay, you can drink or you can drive. You can drive or you can drink, but you cannot do both. Okay, we had so many reminders not to drink and drive. You know, South Carolina had the highways, the dieways commercials. I don't know if they were national. I think they might have been national. Virginia had to drive sober or get pulled over. Those might have been national too. I don't remember. But remember the buzz driving is drunk driving campaigns? Mm-hmm. I know Texas had the faces of drunk driving ads. I mean, don't drink and drive was literally drilled into our brains since day one. Okay, not to mention this happened in 2019. All right, the rideshare revolution has been happening for a long time. Okay, the Lyfts, the Ubers of the world. There was somebody you could have called, Daniela. Now, don't get me wrong. We know that some bars can be held liable when they know a person is intoxicated and they keep serving them. I don't know if this is one of those situations, okay? The lawsuit is saying that they knew she was intoxicated and did not train or supervise staff serving alcohol and put profit above safety. I don't know if all that is true. I don't know if all that is proven. All I know is that in a drunk driving case, the primary defendant is the drunk driver. Okay, we live in a society where nobody wants to be held accountable for their actions. It's always somebody else's fault. She's better off saying the devil made me do it. Okay, if you're going to blame somebody, blame Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Trump, whatever you call the devil. She might as well have put the blame on that evil entity because all that is more believable and makes more sense. But at the end of the day, we are all accountable for ourselves. Simple as that. Accountability breeds responsibility. So whenever you see someone doing something as irresponsible as Daniela did, it's because she's probably a human who has never been held accountable for anything she's ever done in her life. Okay, that 3 years in prison she's serving right now is the first time she's probably ever been held accountable for her actions. And of course, she doesn't want to take full responsibility. Well, kids, always remember, 99% of all failures come from people who have a habit of making excuses. Safe to say, Daniela falls under that 99%. Please let Remy Ma give Daniela Lees the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.